The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. We have a very special guest today. She's one of my besties, and we do a whole nother podcast together called the Holy Mess Podcast. But Becca does the midday show on Way FM, and she's actually joining me for afternoons on Mondays for the rest of the summer. We're calling them Holy Mess Mondays. We're prepping for season two of the Holy Mess Podcast. It doesn't go year round like this one does. And if you want to know more about that, you can text the word mess to 91979. But Becca and I had so much fun on this episode of the podcast. We kick things off by talking about something that I used to think was really silly, and now I'm obsessed with it. I think that just happens as we get older, probably because we like boring things. And a few other people share theirs as well. And at the very end, we're going to talk about just another way they're trying to make parents feel like we're not good at our jobs. They now say that there's a language that babies cry in that none of us simply understand. And if we did, we would be better moms. There are things that you don't think are cool, and then you get older and you're totally into them. And I realize for me, that's Victorian movies.
Okay, so you know, period pieces?
Yes, like Jane Austen pieces. I watched Pride and Prejudice with all my girlfriends when I was like 18, and I said, this is the lamest thing. I mean, it takes hours for them to even notice each other.
It's just a lot of longing glances for a very long time.
Like, this is so lame. And then this weekend on Netflix, a new one came out called Persuasion, and I was bored, so I watched it. I cried like a baby at the end when they got together. I want to watch it again. And it's so clean. There's nothing inappropriate in it. And it does show real love. And maybe I know what real love is. Now that I'm older, I'm like, it is longing glances.
But there are those things that you just can't appreciate when you're young. It's boring at a sleepover. But once you get older, you're like, okay, I don't know what I was complaining about. I've been missing out.
All I want is Jane Austen on a weekend now.
Right. I'm curious if you have anything like Joyce, that thing that you thought was so lame when you were younger, but now as an adult, you're like, it's my favorite thing. I can't get enough. As a kid, you could not get me to take my vitamins. As an adult, I have turned back around, gone back home to take them because I was so sad that I missed out on it that morning. I thought it'd ruin my day.
Girl, I'm not good at the vitamins. I think I need to be taking them. It's a game changer.
I did not like Western movies, and now I am obsessed. I just finished watching 1883. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's just like what you said, just like a classic love story, clean, just awesome.
I can't watch movies that old because all I do the entire time is yell at the screen, use your cell phone if you're lost.
Tell me what you love now.
Sitting still doing nothing.
I remember as a kid just being like, I'm bored. I can't even imagine what it's like to be bored anymore.
Yeah, my stepdad used to just sit in his chair and not do anything, not turn the TV on. And I'm like, why are you just sitting here? So now, as an adult with kids of my own, I just want to sit down in my chair, quiet, just sit here.
And just stare. Oh, we're broken now.
Not sure if you've seen this video, but there's a bride going viral because she stopped her own bouquet toss, handed the flowers to her mom, and then had her mom's boyfriend propose right then and there.
Boo. Okay. I think this is awful.
This almost happened at my wedding.
What?
Yes.
Someone else got engaged?
A friend was planning to propose to his girlfriend. She caught wind, so they had to change the plans.
Okay, that's shocking to me. You were okay with that?
Yeah, I was in the most beautiful dress of my life. I was eating fried chicken. Like, nothing was going to bring the day down.
Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
This time every day, Joy takes the bad news in the world, sets it aside, and does some much-needed joyful news.
Not sure if you saw this story, but it had me in tears over the weekend. An Indiana man named Nick Bostick was on his way home after midnight and noticed a house completely engulfed in flames. Instead of just calling 911, he pulled over and he ran into the house because there was no one standing outside and he could hear that there was kids inside.
Oh my goodness.
He ran in and he saved four children and their 18-year-old sister who was home watching them. It was the middle of the night. They were all sleeping.
They didn't even know that that was going on.
Well, they knew the house was on fire, but I think that they were so confused by the smoke. And so he actually ran in to get the final child. She was in a second floor bedroom and he had to break a window and jump out. He broke his arm, but all the children were out safely by the time the officers got there. And they praised him because he didn't have to do any of this.
Well, yeah, usually when you're on your way home from anything, you're focused on one thing, getting home and getting some food in your mouth.
Yeah, and he's 25. I'm not that brave today. I'm just so proud of this man.
My favorite thing about this is that I know you saw this news story and you were crying, but by the time your husband came back into the room, I'm guessing it had switched to commercial. And he's probably very confused as to why you were crying about that.
Like, there's a man and he's amazing.
The older you get, the more you appreciate true friendship. And I felt like I experienced it that this weekend. I have a friend who we made plans for her to come over to my house and sit in my backyard in my $20 inflatable Walmart pool.
Girl, I didn't know there was room for two people in a $20 pool.
They make pretty big ones, but I mean, we sat outside for hours. I wore sunblock, don't worry. We got some sun. We had some laughs. We just had a great time. But at the end of it, as she was getting ready to leave, she made some comment about how she had actually been invited to Natalie Grant's pool that day.
I'm sorry, what?
But she chose me over Natalie Grant's pool. She came to hang out in my dinky little Walmart pool.
Okay, but that's sweet. I think some mistakes were made here. What should have happened is she should have been like, Becca, come with me to Natalie Grant's pool. Have you seen Natalie's pool?
Yeah, it has like a waterfall and like a hot tub. But my friend chose me, Joy.
Girl, no. Next time you're like, take me to Natalie's. When you're about to go on a really big road trip, it's only smart to prepare. And I'm going to go see my parents. They're over 10 hours away. I'm packing, but I don't know how we're going to stay sane on that drive.
One of my favorite things to do as a kid was the license plate game. Are you familiar?
Where you find all the letters of the alphabet on the license plate?
That's the alphabet game. The license plate game is where you just call out the states that you see as you're going down the road. Played it with my brothers a lot growing up.
Oh, whoever gets the most.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are the youngest in your family, you'll appreciate this. I was terrible at it. Always came in last place.
You're probably even shortest in the car. They can
exactly.
see further away.
And so there was one trip where I saw New Mexico, which was a very foreign state for an Illinois kid. So I called New Mexico and I asked my mom, can I have that forever?
What?
And I don't think she was thinking. She said, sure.
I don't think you can get one forever, Becca.
Well, this morning I texted my brothers a picture of a New Mexico license plate and said, I still have New Mexico 30 years later.
I think
winning
we,
the game.
We need new victories for Becca. That's all she has. And one of the hardest things about becoming a parent is there's always someone telling you that you're doing it wrong. And there's now someone on the internet who says that we've never understood how babies are trying to communicate.
I saw this on TikTok, and I'm curious, as a mother yourself, Joy, if you can prove or disprove this. But apparently there's something called Dunston baby language. And the theory is when your baby is crying, they are trying to tell you something. And their cries mean different things.
I don't know.
So when they cry with a neh sound, that means they're hungry.
What would that sound like?
Neh. That's not right.
Sorry,
that's not right.
That's a goat.
A heh sound means that they're uncomfy.
Heh?
Heh?
Heh!
sounds like a supervillain.
Oh, my word.
Eh. That means that they have gas and they need to burp.
Okay. That's all the time.
Ear means that they have lower gas.
This is ridiculous.
And then ow means that they're tired.
Ow should mean they're in pain. This is
just
logic. These
are babies. They don't know real English yet.
Here's why I think that this is fake. What I learned is that sometimes babies cry, especially in the few hours before bedtime, just because they don't have any other way to get the energy out. So they're just letting it out.
But was he going, nah, or eh, when he was crying?
I don't even care.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.